It's time for the 938 Business Jumpstart, where we shine the spotlight on innovators, hustlers, and everyday game changers turning ideas into impact. Today, we meet Nolizwi Ngxele of Plushy Plated and Lerato Budibe of Rock Vest Systems, two dynamic entrepreneurs teaming up to launch a brand new food delivery app, Let's Braai. It's not just about speed and convenience. It's about bringing chef-prepared heritage-rich meals straight to your door while reimagining South Africa's food culture through tech and tradition. Let's hear how this collaboration plans to change the way Jozi eats and how you can support that journey. Please welcome Let's Braai. You each have, because now we're going to test how well you know each other.
Okay.
You each have 30 seconds to tell us about the person sitting next to you. Okay. So I want to start with you. Who is this guy? You have 30 seconds. Oh, wow.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Okay, so beauty before brains. Let's go.
Let's do this. Okay, cool. Nolizwi Ngxele is a professional chef. She basically focuses on delicacies in terms of the African dish and so forth, but making sure that it looks presentable and quite modern in essence. And yes, she's basically a private chef, and she's doing quite well in that space. I call her my celebrity chef.
Yes, sir.
So yeah, she's very good at what she does, and part of the motivation of what we obviously are presenting today here.
Nolizwi, who's this dude to your left?
This guy. So this guy, Lerato Budibe, we've known each other for many years.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
We've known each other for many years, just working in the tech space. We got quite close. We became friends. And from there, we've just always been talking about business. And then obviously this year, we decided it's okay. Maybe there's something we can do together. He's also an author of a book that has been launched. doing very well in the tech space under Rock Vest Systems, and I'm really proud to be working with him.
Tell us about Rock Vest quickly. Like, what do you guys do at Rock Vest?
So yeah, Rock Vest Systems is a digital transformation company. We do a lot of software for the fintech space, banking sector, and so forth. We do a lot of management consulting as well. So within that space, we are innovators in essence.
Yes.
Where we come in and assist, whether you're a big company or a small company, to innovate and basically enhance your processes in that regard. We do a lot of work within the AI space and obviously app development, which obviously comes down to what we're doing here as well. Mm. From a management consulting perspective, we do a lot of work from a assisting business as well, similarly to the book that I obviously wrote right now.
What's the book called? Where do we get it?
It's called Entrepreneurship Is Not For Everyone.
Okay.
You can find it on our website.
And you are right.
Okay. Yeah, so you can find it on Take A Lot or on our website, lerato.budibe.com. And it obviously talks about entrepreneurship and so forth. We're actually about to hit the road right now. We're going to go into all the different provinces with the whole book launch. We're going to have multiple entrepreneurs as panelists, have partnered up with Starbucks as well to basically come on board and assist us with the whole journey. So it's more about opening those conversations, networking, showing other entrepreneurs how we can obviously grow together and allow them to scale and so forth. So we do that comprehensively from a business perspective. And yeah, that's what you do.
Okay, so you're the tech guy, she's the food woman.
Yes.
And now you have a new baby that fuses the two.
100%.
What took you guys so long?
Hey, I don't think it's a matter of what took us so long. It was obviously just coming down from, we needed to obviously see how we can find gaps in the market, which obviously at this point was sparked by some of the conversations we were having mentoring other entrepreneurs. So we do a lot of mentoring in that regard. And yeah, in the past, we actually, from a tech perspective, have built one of the other prominent alcohol delivery apps at the current moment. So we were the team behind one of those apps.
And what app is it? My man, you must sell yourself.
Yeah, tell them what the app is.
Yeah, you sell yourself.
And tell them who was the project manager when you bought it.
So yeah, so the app was called Bottles at the time. It's the Pick and Pay ASAP app at the current moment.
Okay.
So
you built that.
We built the initial version of that.
So you built it, she project managed it.
100%.
Okay. Well done.
So yeah, so we did a lot of work back in the days. And yeah, so I think with that and from a knowledge perspective and understanding the IP, over time, it's been a matter of, okay, cool, how can we get into the space again, but with a different value proposition?
Yeah.
And this is where We reached out to Nolly and we're like, okay, cool, you know what, let's do this. She's obviously in the culinary space doing quite well in terms of food from a traditional perspective. And it's traditional across the board, right?
Wow.
Whether you're in the African space, black space, etc., it's quite diverse. Yeah. So, yeah, we cater for everything.
Nolly, now, when it comes to you, I mean, you handling all the food. When it comes to tech and food delivery, there are so many in the market. What makes this one now the one to be?
So there's so many in the market, and when you go on them, without mentioning any names, there's so much happening there.
Okay.
Like you have to, it's like you're searching for your soul when you're trying to shop sometimes. depending on what the app is.
And I just want a meal.
We get
and
it.
You just
and
want
you
a meal.
Can I just eat, please?
You just want a meal and you know exactly what
without
you want.
Without a promo code or we just want to eat.
Yes.
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah.
So, you know, when Lerato spoke to me about it, he's like, you know, I was at so-and-so's house and I just realized, and we were having a bride, and I just realized how every time people always want inyama entloko, every time people always want umkhodu, like after they've had the you know, their typical braai set up. And I'm like, you know, but everyone is like, ah, we can get it there, but it takes so long to cook, et cetera, et cetera. Then we're like, okay, so where does that leave us? Okay, so the nice thing about us, we give you your whole braai setup in one app.
Okay.
So this is your forest, this is your steak, wagyu if you want. This is your chicken, every meat that you can think of that you would want to braai. And every little convenience item that you would want when you are braaiing.
Mm.
So you've also got your chakalaka, you've got your garlic bread, you've got your tongs, you've got your fire lighters, you've got your charcoal.
Jeez.
Okay. And it's all in one spot.
Okay.
It's all in one spot. And then your add-ons, which is what we really spoke about, your nyama yentloko, feel like I'm feeling peckish after I've had the braai. You know when people are sitting and the braai is over, but we still want something.
You want a snack now.
Yeah. You want something.
Uniblenyana.
Exactly. But am I going to drive to Alex all the way?
No.
Am I going to buy it somewhere and I still have to wash it and I don't know how to wash it? We've got you. We'll bring it to you. Already cooked, already seasoned, already delicious. Nicely vacuum-packed, ready for you to eat. And no one is currently doing that. So, bakhona banye with their washing powders and their sunlights next to the meat.
And that's also okay.
And it's fine, guys.
Yes.
Can I tell you something?
To each their own, yes.
To each their own.
Oh,
Mina, I believe there's always space for everyone. And this is something that's unique to us. So, abenze indaba yenzayo,
nathi sizokwenza. You guys are focused here.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So how are you building credibility and trust? Because often people don't want to try new things, new apps, new experiences, because we're creatures of habit.
This is
what I know. Don't try to teach me new things.
This is very
true. So why should we look your way?
So I think the nice thing with us coming together is that, like he said, to blow my own horn a little bit, you know, food is something that we're very good at Plushy Plated. And obviously when we came in and we're new and we're, you know, we're saying, oh, our niche is traditional South African food, you know, because South Africa is a melting pot of cultures. It's not just umkhodu, guys, you know.
Yes.
Bunny chow is a uniquely South African thing. But anyway, with us coming together, being experts in our own different fields, it actually lends itself to Uguti. We actually have people who trust us already.
Ah, yes. You have your tribe already.
Exactly. We've got our tribe already.
Just now they must pay.
They've been paying.
Oh, they've been paying.
They've been paying, guys. Don't worry about
that. That's it.
They've been paying. They're just going to have to pay more now. They're going to have to pay more now. So I think it's very important whenever you are doing something new, to always strive for perfection.
Yeah.
Strive for perfection. Mina, I tell my team, Uguti, guys, every time we cook, even if Judith were cooking for you for the 10th time, and it's the same thing, every time we cook, it must be perfect every single time.
True.
Every single time.
True.
It's like siakshela every single time.
Yeah.
But that's how your Coca-Cola's built trust.
Yes.
That you know that I'm going to open this thing, and it's going to taste like it did the last time.
Exactly.
And often we don't want to almost wake up to that reality. That don't give people a product that I don't know what it's going to taste like today. Let's learn from Coke.
Exactly. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I think one of the things he's taught me over the years that we've known each other is that don't be afraid to collaborate. No one knows everything.
Yes.
It's also very important to look to the guys who've done it before.
Yeah.
you know, it'll really help you understand some of your own shortcomings. And some of the things that, okay, they missed this. Oh, okay, I see a gap there. Maybe I can do this better. So just be aware of that.
24 minutes after 9, 938 Business Jumpstart. Today we're hanging out with two collaborators, Nolizwi Xele from Plushy Plated and Lerato Budibe from Rockvest. So Lerato is the tech guy. She's the food person. And together they are going to technically bring food to you.
Yes.
Nice. Just take us through the app. So I download the app. And then what's next? Where do I go? What's available? And also just to handle expectations, because we are dealing with food. Mm. Is it a case of even at 12:30 at night, you guys are available, or is there cutoffs? What are the restrictions and requirements?
Why are you eating at 12:30 at night?
No, I'm peckish.
Do you smoke? Because there's an app for that too.
Yeah. So I think what you're going to obviously receive is two items in essence, or yes, categories. There's food and then there's alcohol as well.
Right.
So within that space, from an alcohol delivery perspective, there's obviously cutoff times. Correct. In terms of the liquor laws and so forth. Mm-hmm. So at the current moment, we're about to obviously launch this application, and we're going to focus on weekends.
Okay.
I think the weekend space, we're actually doing research the other time, about 22 million odd people basically browse almost every weekend in the entire South Africa. So there's a massive market there, and obviously focusing on a certain niche as opposed to having your basket and having everything else in it. You might be driving out of your show right now. You're like, you know what, guys, let's go have a braai. One-stop shop, you're able to go there, get all the different variations of food that you're obviously going to get, right, and then obviously get alcohol as well. So from the app perspective, mm-hmm, you can obviously download it from all the app stores. Mm. Once you have it, you'll obviously validate yourself whether you're over 18, because there's obviously alcohol
because
as well.
Alcohol restrictions, yes.
Alcohol restrictions. And then, yeah, then from there you have a menu of either your normal frozen foods, as you see it in front of you right now, okay, and then the pre-cooked meals as well. The pre-cooked meals will obviously come from an Amin Clogger perspective. Instead of you going in and cooking it for like 4 or 6 hours, yes, it already comes pre-cooked, and then you just quickly complete it. And this is her forte, obviously, in that regard. Mm. But yeah, from an app perspective as well, we are implementing a lot of AI in it as well, to ensure that we're able to pick up trends. When are people actually looking for this type of food, etc., and the okay likes, so that we can chop and change the menus as and when required, with the whole geographic footprint as well. Mm. Understand the different markets. A person in Randburg versus a Bryanston might like different items, so that will then obviously dictate in terms of what actually shows to the person at that moment. So I think that's what you're obviously going to receive or find on the app. Mm. But yeah, it's completely niche. Everything braai, you're going to get it there. If you want your quick tongs and so forth, you'll also get them as well.
And then we'll brown it to give it that nice color. Not this thing, guys, of people serving you umlekwa that is white. What is up with that? Thank you.
Delivery time?
Delivery time. So within 60 minutes, you'll obviously receive your order.
Okay.
And we are open between 12 and 6 o'clock. So that will be the pilot phase in terms of the working hours. Mm. We will probably be going up to about 11 o'clock, but obviously by 11 o'clock it will be more on the food side, with a cutoff time of alcohol around 8 o'clock.
Is the app live already?
The app is going live on the 24th, which is next week, Wednesday.
Okay, on Heritage Day.
Heritage Day.
Okay.
So we're going live. It's going out to a select group of people, where we're obviously going to be piloting and making sure that the soft launch goes well.
Okay.
And then the official launch will be on the 1st of November.
Okay, but the 24th of September on Heritage Day, you can now order heritage food from the app Let's Braai.
100%.
Would it be available across iOS and Android?
And Android, yes. 100%.
You know what I think you should do? Find out what legislation says about online delivery and orders of weed, right? No, let me finish. Yeah, let me finish. Because, you see, after the person, because I don't smoke personally, but after the person has ordered the weed, they're going to be hungry again, you see. Then they can order the food again. Then it becomes a vicious circle of flip. I need weed, now I need food. The food is moving, guys. The food is moving. You're printing money. You're sending me 25% because you're like, that's a brilliant idea.
I love that.
Yeah.
And this way, seven is a hey.
Yeah. No, you're welcome. You're welcome. Guys, I have witnesses here. I'm now a partner. Yeah. In closing, just, let's talk about collaborating but not stepping on each other's toes. Because you're both experts at what you do. But I bring what I bring, you bring what you bring. As a lot of men would say, what do you bring to the table? And then girls say, I am the table. Let's talk about collaborating, but also respecting each other's proficiencies, if you will. Yeah. Yes.
So I think it's quite key to her earlier point as well around collaboration. Obviously, on our side, from a tech space perspective, that's what we do, and we do that quite well.
Yeah.
And that's going to be primarily our focus, ensuring that we provide an application that will obviously accommodate for everything. There's obviously fulfillment partners that we have to ensure that some of the alcohol and so forth is obviously delivered on time and so forth. From a project management perspective, she used to be obviously part of the project managers as well back in the days with some of the applications that we've built in the past. So she also has that knowledge and insights, and obviously that's quite valuable for us as well to know that, okay, cool, within the space in terms of how we're going to project manage the entire application is quite well.
Yeah.
I know nothing about food, I won't lie to you.
Oh.
So with that comes, we're obviously going to have to stick in our lanes.
Yes.
On our side, from a rock basis.
So stay out my lab, I'll stay out your kitchen.
You know. So yeah, so I think in that aspect, there's still collaborations. So we're still picking each other's brains in terms of how we can obviously approach it.
Yeah.
But we have a greater team as well behind us. It's not just the two of us.
Brilliant.
From the two different companies. And yeah, we collaborate quite well in that regard, just to ensure that we move forward.
Sure. Noli, in closing, from you?
I just want to add on what Lerato said. It's very important for you to know, Uti, Mina, I'm good at this, I'm not good at this. And I think it really helps, Uti, the people who are supporting us in terms of our operational stuff. They're very good at playing buffers and making sure that we are aligned and are aligning on, you know, the right points and resolving matters that don't need to come to our discussion when we meet. So whenever we meet, we are focused. And I think that's very important. You can't do everything alone. Collaboration is key. Having a team behind you is key.
And also knowing what you don't know.
Mina, what do I know about?
Because a lot of the time we're not willing to admit that we don't know what we don't know. And we end up putting our feet in our mouth. And they're not on the menu. Anyway, Tato.
Speaking of not knowing, how do people get a hold of you? Are you on social media? How do they make contact? When are the announcements? How do they follow you?
100%. So we are on social media. So at the current moment, you'll find us on Instagram. We are about to launch the website as well. Everything will be going live on the 24th of this month, which is next week, Wednesday. Once you get there, Let's Braai. Let's Braai app, you'll then find us on the application. Tomorrow, letsbraai.io, then that's where you'll obviously find us online as well. But obviously the apps will be available on all the app stores.
Guys, I'm very excited for you guys. And we will support you guys. We will be downloading the app, all of us. Guys, we're having braai for breakfast, guys.
We are.
That's what you should do.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you should do.
And thank you for your gourmet braai. Just quickly, though, I hope you guys don't wash your mohodu too much. Mohodu is nice when you can still chew. You can still chew half of the grass.
I go. I will have to strongly disagree, Keda.
That's what you call a special order.
It's a special order.
Special order.
No one wants it.
Can I have my sukanya manyana komohodu?
Can you have that option for people who actually want old school
there
mohodu?
You go.
That might just give you diarrhea, but it's okay.
And then you call the health department to say we made you sick. Guys,
very happy for you guys. Wishing you nothing but the best. And please fly high, man. We want to look at you guys one day and say, no, that's not a plane. It's those people we had on our show. Please kick butt.
Now we're getting the first order from the group of people in this room.
Exactly. Yeah, and Judith has two kitchens, so if you need kitchen space.
Wonderful.
Or
I'm not going to hear the last of that.
No, but now I understand why your music is cooking. Two kitchens to do. Makes sense. Ladies and gentlemen, please make some noise for Noli Zui and Lerato. Yes. The app is Let's Braai. It goes live on the 24th on Heritage Day. Yeah. Because our heritage also happens as food, and you deserve to have it delivered to your doorstep if you don't feel like preparing it. Let's Braai. Not only are they on fire, if they listen to me, they'll also be smoking. 938.